Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Multiple sources tell ABC that today is the day President Trump is expected to sign an executive order eliminating the Department of Education. Critical services and programs will go to other agencies. The first day of spring arriving with plenty of non-very spring-like weather.
In Lincoln, Nebraska, highways littered with cars and big rigs in a blizzard on the last night of winter. Similar scenes in Minnesota, Kansas, and Iowa. And in Utah's Cottonwood Canyon, multiple cars buried in an avalanche. That snow came from the same system now moving east. Hundreds of thousands of people nationwide are without power. The Midwest, the hardest hit. Over 200,000 electric customers in the dark.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. The Israeli military says it'll no longer allow Palestinians to enter northern Gaza from the south. A blockade that had been in place early in the Israel-Hamas war has been reestablished. Airstrikes over the Gaza Strip continued overnight. This is ABC News. The Pentagon may be given more power to patrol the southern border, sources tell ABC News. Plans are being evaluated that would have the military in charge of a buffer zone between the U.S. and Mexico. Whole lot of Americans spending a whole lot of time in line at the DMV. ABC's Andrew Dimbert with more.
DMVs around the country are packed as people line up for hours to get their real ID. In Illinois, a frenzy of applications. The demand prompting the state to open a Real ID Super Center. In Florida, officials say people are booking multiple appointments at the DMV only to turn around and sell the appointment times for up to $250 each. Local officials now trying to make appointment scalping illegal. If you are able to get an appointment for your Real ID, be sure to bring the right documents. Requirements vary by state.
Real ID or a passport will be required for travel after May 7th. March Madness shifting into high gear today. 16 games are scheduled. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This National Ag Week, we salute the men and women of agriculture. Quality Roasting would like to thank everyone involved in farming for their hard work and dedication helping to feed America. With flexible feeding options, Quality Roasting is here to help you explore how high oleic soybeans can fit into your farm strategy and make an impact. Quality Roasting. A local soybean processor since 1991. Call today, 920-775-9279, to sell your soybeans.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Tournament time for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. March Madness, the Badgers in Denver to face Montana today. Now, the city of Milwaukee will also host some tournament games this weekend. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he'd preferred Fiserv Forum instead of Ball Arena in Colorado.
I thought we got a really good seed. I understand why we got sent to Denver based on the seed lines with Kentucky, Texas Tech, Iowa State all ahead of us at the three lines. So, you know, Sunday didn't matter. I don't think even Saturday mattered in terms of the committee's eyes. I think we were locked. So you turn the page and get ready to go play.
Baseball opening day a week from today in New York when the Brewers play the Yankees. One pitcher for the crew to watch for is 25-year-old right-hander Craig Yoho, who's had a good spring training, but for now is being sent to the minors.
I mean, yeah, it was a good experience. You know, I played well, a lot of confidence going into the season, and that's where I want to be. And, you know, I want to be helping the team win as much as possible this season. And so, you know, when my time comes, I'll be ready for it.
That's Brewers pitcher Craig Yoho with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, here are some moving pictures to consider. Disney's live-action version of Snow White is called Disney's Snow White. The film stars Rachel Zegler as Snow White and Gal Gadot as the evil witch, and it's packed with Snow White pals Bashful, Doc, Sleepy, and the gang. The story might be an age-old Disney favorite, but this new iteration is pulling only a 45% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not good when you mess up a classic. Here are a couple suggestions for films that are reviewing well. Sci-fi horror film Ash is the story of a woman who wakes up on a foreign planet only to find her crew has been murdered. The film has been called riveting and is pulling an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes. Magazine Dreams also has excellent reviews. The drama tells the story of a bodybuilder pursuing his dream of being on the cover of muscle magazines, but struggles with loneliness. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's going to be a little breezy right away this morning, but it will be sunny and not as windy this afternoon with a high today in the mid-30s. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 26 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy. Maybe a few showers by late afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Trump's Agriculture Department continues to axe food programs to the tune of over $1 billion and counting. Plus, Nancy Pelosi says, don't give away anything for nothing. What did Chuck Schumer get us? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Trucker Thursday to you, and God bless the truckers out on the roads right now. What's our report there, Todd? First, let's hang on. I'm going to do the chopper thing here.
Yep.
First, let's go to our eye in the sky. Todd, coming up from Oshkosh. Todd, can you hear me?
That's about it. Okay. Yeah, so I didn't want you to have like some kind of heart attack from banging on your chest like that. Not bad. 41 was actually okay. A little bit tough in Brown County, and I think the city streets are where it's a little tough.
Even right out here and everything, they're still trying to scrape them, but it's just ice covered. Now let's go to Dennis, who has a live report from Darboy.
I tell you, the roads they weren't too terrible, but the wind made it feel like you were on ice.
That's the thing. It almost felt like you were slipping around. It was just the wind blowing.
It sure did. And there are a couple of vehicles weren't exactly on the road.
Correct.
Well, I was telling Todd right before you came in, I was watching the news last night, just, I don't know, ABC or CBS, whoever it was, and Nebraska and Kansas and that whole stretch, again, horrific. I mean, the semis just turned just upside down and just crazy.
Yeah, I did a little trucking back in my day, too, in part of the world.
Let me introduce first of all. Yeah. Jim is still on vacation. We're still not sure if he's being detained or not because the incident he had at the shuffleball tournament on the ship. Okay? We heard they had to take him off. You said they took him off the ship with a helicopter. I heard it was like those little dinghies that they came out there and they got him.
No, that phrase was talking about something else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're calling dinghy.
So we're still waiting to hear from Jim to hopefully, you know, everything's okay if he got his visa back and everything.
And his MasterCard, too.
Yeah. So Dennis Peters, face, voice, talents of the glam band.
You're funny.
In the house.
Good morning.
Although I got to say something else. So glam band and your other little group that you do acoustically.
Yeah, I do a little acoustic thing with Mr. Craig Hawkinson every once in a blue moon.
Which is the antithesis of the character you play in the glam band.
Character.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like there you're an 80s rock star, glam band, all this kind of stuff. And there you remind me of almost like a New York City dark saloon nightclub kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, but it's a whole different persona. But sure. They're both awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. I missed that guy. We got to get back together and do something.
Yes, get him on again. We want to get him.
We will. We'll do that, definitely. Great guy.
Got a quick text here. Good morning, Dennis, John, and Todd. This is from Luann. Let the games begin. Favorite time of year. I got Florida versus Duke in the championships. Musk is offering a free trip to Mars if you have a perfect bracket.
Well, wait 25, 30 years is what he was saying. 20, 30 years before they get that thing
Which is disappointing because when I was a kid, we were always taught that people would be living on the moon by the time we were like grown ups. And I can't get much more grown up than this.
Why?
But that was the big thing. Todd, you remember that?
Well, even on the Flintstones, remember little Gazoo or Kazoo or whatever his name was, right? He was a little Martian, and everything was based on outer space and all that stuff.
What a time to be alive in the 60s.
Did you see where they're finding some radio signals coming from, like, the darkest corner of the Milky Way or something? You hear that?
It's like seriously. Every 22 minutes there's a beam coming across or something like that. Yeah. She got quiet.
Kind of interesting.
She got quiet.
Just telling you.
But yeah.
And can I just say one thing? Why does it take longer for, like, you guys to drive from Oshkosh to here than it took to get some astronauts from 100,000 miles away? So, yeah, we'll pick. That's like one of those things. Oh, I'll pick up the kids from school. Isn't that cool how they got that splashdown stuff now, though, where they're in that whole self? When I was a kid and those guys would splash down, they'd be in that little one-man raft floating around the ocean. And they actually used to give those guys shark repellent. Okay? Now, you guys are too young for this.
Is that a fragrance?
There's a thing you put it in the water and sharks, but they say it's all. But anyway, that was even. Then Batman the movie. You guys didn't see Batman the movie, right?
Which Batman?
1967. No, 66, no. 67. You guys didn't see it?
No.
But anyway.
The series, yes, of course.
So Batman is on this ladder attached to a helicopter. And there's a shark that's, you know, lunging at him up there. And he carried everything on his belt. And he pulled out his can of shark repellent, and he sprayed the shark. Yes, but that was a takeoff of what NASA was doing.
It looked like a can of Right Guard.
It did. It was just an aerosol can. You got to find that, Todd. You got to find that excerpt for me if you can. Batman, the movie.
That was
shark
quite the
attack.
Series
in the day. That was
the monkeys were on TV at that time. And I saw the reruns as a little Dennis.
You know one thing, though, for Batman back in the day was – this is something that had never been done before. You know, it was two episodes during the week. It was like Tuesday and Wednesday or Wednesday and Thursday.
Isn't that nuts?
That's pretty amazing. Can you imagine the cost nowadays? They used to do, I want to say it was like 24 episodes of every show did that.
Right.
And now it's like 12 to 16.
If you're lucky. There's even some out there that do like 8.
Yes.
Gilligan's Island is looking up the other day was 3 seasons, 98 episodes. 98.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Versus,
but
now.
You also think that it's more than that because there's so many of them, and of course they start out in forever. Black and white, and then they went to color. So you think there's more, but it's really only 98. And isn't it the threshold for really syndication? Don't they say you need like 100 episodes to do syndication, right, or something
to
like
make
that?
Money?
I believe that's the magical
something
number.
Like that. Yeah.
I don't. I do not know that. I do not know. Yes. Yes. So happy Trucker Thursday for you. Stay on the road out there, everybody. It is slippery, as both Todd and Dennis said.
I also want to look out for our mother truckers out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Without truckers, what would we have?
Now, tell me about your trucking experience.
Well, it was something
similar.
Because
I've always wanted to be a trucker.
Something similar. I was out in Montana, and you're heading into the mountain range, and the interstate is cut through a pass.
Okay.
We'll head them off at the pass. But I hate that line. But there's the interstate. I think it's Interstate 80 that runs through there, and you get into the higher elevations and whatnot. But it's a big channel, and the wind just whips through there, and it just accelerates upon itself, and you get 60, 70, 80 mile an hour winds. And I saw a semi.
Wind shear.
Yeah, I saw a semi that hit an overpass into the concrete, and the driver did not make it.
Oh, my God.
You know, you see, the load scattered.
Were
everywhere.
You actually driving a semi?
I was driving a Sprinter truck.
What's that?
A Sprinter truck?
Yes.
Like, it's made by, it's a Sprinter. It's for expedited freight.
Oh.
And that type of things. So you could get like three pallets worth of stuff.
Okay.
Just big enough where it's underneath the U.S. DOT regulations. Okay. That's why if you got to get something
What's
overnight.
He talking about time?
If you got to get something somewhere overnight, it's like it's under 13 pounds. It's under X amount of weight. So you don't be, you know, you're
so
not.
So it'd be size of a U-Haul if you're moving?
It's about that size. Okay. Yeah.
Because that's the biggest thing. Because I consider myself a trucker because I drove a U-Haul from Tucson, Arizona to Flint, Michigan.
Yeah.
Towing my car.
Yeah.
Isn't that part of radio, though? Have U-Haul will travel?
Yeah. I went from Mississippi back up to Green Bay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I had the big truck, and I had a car on the back.
That's what I had.
I pulled out of a gas station, loaded up, hitting the roads early in the morning, stopped to gas up, grab something to drink, all that stuff. Pulled out of the gas station. Got stuck.
Mm. Oh, no.
The dip was just too much.
Oh, no.
Dip, 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 dip.
So then we had to get a tow truck out.
That ain't fun.
Oh, God.
I remember I got a flat tire. I'm driving through Indianapolis on a Sunday afternoon, like six lanes of traffic. I'll go in 80 miles an hour. And some guy, you know, you can just sense when the car pulls up alongside of you. And he's pointing back to me and back. And I just saw smoke coming from the tires of one of my cars that I was pulling.
Oh, my gosh.
So I had to pull over. Had my wife, who was 7 months pregnant, my daughter, who was 2 and a half. In the cab, alongside these six, and I'm out there, and it's on that one, and I'm hanging on as the trucks and everything go flying by. I'm literally hanging on so you don't kind of get sucked into traffic when they're going by and putting on that little donut, then driving around Indianapolis trying to find a Kmart where I could buy a new tire on a Sunday afternoon. That was pretty much fun.
Oh. That right there is the life of a radio guy.
Yeah, that is.
Oh, my God.
Throw your stuff in the truck and move your family.
How many times did you do that?
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that wasn't the Batmobile behind you that can throw the smoke.
It was smoke not. Screen. But I was kicking up some serious smoke, my brother.
I bet you were.
I was kicking up some serious smoke.
Were you on the rims about the time you pulled over?
Yes, I was.
Oh, have mercy.
But I will say this, what you're talking about, though, going through out west out there, when coming through Nevada then, right around Las Vegas, you have all those switchbacks and everything, which are crazy. And that's why these drivers, these people that put on all those miles on the road, I give them all the credit in the world.
I never found any switches the whole time I was on that road.
None?
Not a single switch. Mm. Not one.
Is that what they were called?
It'd be
like, you know, like turned
I'm sure.
totally, total S's all the way through. Did you like that job? See, I think that would be a phenomenal job driving all around the country.
I enjoyed it because there's parts of the world I wanted to see that hadn't yet. You know?
To see them for free. Get like paid to see them.
Like the Laurel and Hardy Museum. It's in Georgia, you know, south of Atlanta, heading towards Augusta, that neck of the woods.
Why would Laurel and Hardy Museum be in Georgia? Are they from there?
Isn't one of them?
Seems like they'd be a New York type thing or whatever. I did not know that.
One was British born. It's early in the morning yet. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Swell. Thanks for asking.
I thought you're not a coffee drinker guy.
Well, no, sir.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Tell me about those delicious chocolate covered strawberries you brought in.
Yeah, somebody delivered a care package to me the other day, as they say in Canada. And it was, I guess it's a nationwide company called Sherry's Berries.
Oh.
And so if anybody was here in the studio.
I'm a fan of Sherry's Berries.
Grab yourself a, you know, chocolate-covered
forever comes
strawberry.
Through. Absolutely.
They're huge. They're amazing. They're
I know.
Juicy.
I've never
They're
seen
wonderful.
Them so big. That's unbelievable.
Thanks for noticing.
I know. Same bad time, same bad channel. Todd, have you found that yet?
I have not.
Wow. Anyway, today is National Won't You Be My Neighbor Day.
That's Fred Rogers' birthday today.
Very nice.
Yep.
I miss that guy.
Day of Happiness. Okay.
That's a choice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose.
I like that. Storytelling Day. That's pretty much us every day.
I was just going to say that's you every day.
That's us every day. Ravioli Day. Okay.
Hey, yo.
You ever go to a restaurant, though, you order ravioli, and they bring you like three?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's that, you know, you're expecting this big, huge plate of pasta type stuff, but why is it with ravioli, they're so chinsy?
We're used to the Chef Boyardee cans just dumping in a
Let me tell you something. Those weren't bad. Todd?
Stayed hot forever. Then they got cold fast.
Yeah, I don't know. Meat sauce was not...
Oh, I was okay with ravioli out of a can. I'm okay with anything out of a can like that. Dinty Moore stew?
Oh,
I'll take that all day long. Oh, yeah. Trucker Thursday, baby. Today is also the Great American Meat Out.
Supposed to not eat meat today.
Spring begins today?
Today's the first day of spring.
You got
to
be kidding me.
Welcome to Wisconsin.
I did not know that. Wow. All righty then. Dennis Peters from the Glam Band in the house. Lisa and Malene coming up from Channel 5, which is going to be fun. Mark Hewson, Carrie Josephson, Full House. Back after this. I can't waste no time. It was all I dreamed. So I jumped in my Jimmy and I popped a few little white pills. Well, here I.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. Picture waking up to stunning waterfront views on Lake Michigan with private beach access right outside your door. Can you see it? Make it a reality and book a vacation rental in Door County, Wisconsin, and discover a world of natural beauty and relaxation. Explore charming small towns full of arts, shopping, and history. Head out for boating, kayaking, and hiking in scenic parks, or stop and sip local wines at Door County's best wineries and breweries. What kind of trip are you planning? Find your perfect Door County getaway today at SimpleLifeRentals.com.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, the common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
Hi, Chef Grunder. Let's dive right into the machine shed. Fridays here mean all you care to have fried or broiled North Atlantic cod, or try our bone-in seasoned catfish lightly fried. More of a salmon lover? Choose between the machine shed's white wine sauce or apple bourbon glaze. Our sautéed savory shrimp will satisfy your taste buds with Old Bay seasoning and Asiago cheese. All great choices. Join us this Friday or every Friday for seafood worth savoring at the shed.
Fox River Drive, Appleton.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Well, I've got a gal way back in St. Louis. I've got a tall red-headed mama up in California.
Look at you.
Well, wait for me.
Look at this guy chair dancing here. Oh, yeah. Welcome back, Mind of the Mayor, with Dennis Peterson, the Glam Band, capably filling in. Also, it's Barron Trump's birthday today, 19. How tall is he?
Oh, man.
6'7", I believe he
yeah,
is.
Yeah, something like that.
And when he walked into that thing, the inauguration, I was like, what?
And I thought, actually, like I saw some videos of it, because they were making him look taller in some of the videos, right? Because he is so tall. And I thought it was one of those. And it's like, no, actually, he's that tall.
Wow.
It's a baby Yeti.
Yep.
Incredible. Kathy Ireland, 62. She used to be in Sports Illustrated all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of dropped off the map, huh?
Yeah.
Holly Hunter, 67. She was just in the news for something. Did you see that?
Yeah, I'm not sure what it was.
Something. Politically doing something. Protesting or something. I don't know. Spike Lee, 68. Not a fan.
No?
Just going to be honest. Not a fan.
I like some of his stuff.
Do you?
Yeah. Not all of it, but I like some of it.
Those Michael Jordan commercials back in the D for Nike were pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was cool.
The McDonald's commercials, I think.
But some of his movies, I just...
It's probably not geared at you.
Maybe I'm not his demo.
You're not in the demographic that he was trying to hit.
I'm hip.
You turned the word.
You have an artificial hip, but you're not hip.
Hey-o.
Give yourself a bell on that one.
I will, thanks.
How does a guy turn the word movie into the word joint? Now, that's a skill.
I know. Todd, what he can do? That's why he is.
Spike Lee joint.
His movies are Spike Lee joints. Instead of a Spike Lee movie, it's a Spike Lee joint. It's like, what?
You serious?
I'm serious.
I never knew this.
Yeah.
He calls his movies joints?
Yeah. It's called a Spike Lee joint. Yeah.
Okay. I did not know that
either. Yes, sir.
Yes. Bobby Orr, 80 years old. What I love about Bobby Orr? I think about Bobby Orr.
Everything.
Every time he smiled, man, a tooth was missing here. All those old school guys, man, they were all missing teeth.
Old time hockey.
Doesn't that
seem... Like Eddie Shore.
I don't know about you, but that seems about the last thing I'd want to do is, like, get a tooth knocked out.
Hey there, fella. How's it going this morning?
You ever have that?
No, I've not had a tooth knocked out. Chipped, yes.
Have you?
I've been married before.
Even that sounds bad. Actually, my only bad thing I had... Well, I told you I still got the damn root canal I got to get taken care of.
Yeah.
But just doing a high school football game one year, and it's at halftime, they had a box of, like, candy bars up there. And they're frozen Snicker bars.
There you go.
Oh, that's it.
That was the thing.
Halftime of that game, I bit into that, and my filling came out. And I had to do the rest of that game on the Cole. And it was not just, oh, poor me, but it was the last game of the year. I can still tell you who it was. It was Green Bay Southwest. Bryce Pop was the head coach.
Oh,
his
yeah.
son was the thing.
Mm.
And they're playing a team from Arrowhead, I think. And I had to do that with that filling missing in my tooth. You want to talk about something that was like, I was literally like putting my finger over like the cavity at times, just kind of keep the air out.
Tastes great and less filling. That's what that episode was all about.
Yeah. Pat Riley turns 80 years old today. Did you guys see the show? It was a good movie on HBO. No, I don't get HBO. On Netflix, Showtime, or it was called, it was based off the old LA Lakers at the time.
It was called Showtime, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Or Winning Time, Winning Show. I don't know, whatever. But anyway.
The series was called, wasn't it also called Showtime?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It's fantastic.
That's it was been a phenomenal.
Bit, yeah.
Winning
yeah.
Time, the rise time. Of the Lakers dynasty.
But Pat Riley, he was just their color commentator and like traveling secretary. He was like the bottom of the pole of the organization. And he went from that to head coach in like just because the head coach got in an accident riding his 10-speed bike and got into a coma. And then Pat Riley became NBA Hall of Fame coach.
Yeah.
He was the assistant color commentator and traveling secretary.
Then
he became one of the greatest coaches. I mean, it helps when you have, you know, a Magic Johnson and
without a doubt
those people. But
yeah,
helps a little bit. Be like Todd having two like big time guys here. He'd be
working with two of the best, right?
Tell Dennis what you found out yesterday.
What did I find out yesterday?
Some announcements.
Some announcements.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Come on, what?
Sure.
What? Oh. Jim and John are up for best morning show in the state from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
As well, I mean, and well-deserved.
What other ones, Todd?
They also won for web content because of them doing a trash pickup here in Green Bay. They did a little video last year, and that's up for an award as
Fantastic.
Well.
Fantastic. That's awesome.
There you go.
You guys.
Yous guys.
Givers to the community.
Yeah.
So being nominated, does that mean the worst we can come in is third?
Third, correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So be nice having, because, you know, when I was in punt, pass, and kick, my goal was just any one of those trophies. I'll take the bronze.
Sure.
Give me the bronze.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You're still in the top three for that size market in the state.
Absolutely.
Hundreds of radio stations.
That's bragging rights.
Absolutely.
Did I win a bronze back then?
No.
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 What did you win?
I won nothing. I told you that story, didn't I?
I don't think so, sir.
I devoted a summer to do nothing but practice punting, passing, and kicking.
Sure.
A summer. I could pass great. I could punt really good. Kickoff's a little sketchy. But here's the deal. So for school, I convinced my dad to get me this special pair of red ball jets. They had like kind of like the hard toe in front. Remember those? Because they would last longer then.
Absolutely.
Yeah, kind of had the hard toe instead of just the Chuck Taylor Converse. And I was like, oh, these are great. These are awesome. But I had them at school, and here comes Saturday morning. Oh, my gosh. I forgot my shoes in my locker.
Oh.
Go back. All the doors locked. Could not get in. I had to wear this old pair of tennis shoes that were just worn down to nothing. And it was a real misty kind of dew on the grass morning. And I go to kick, and I slip right up like I was like Charlie Brown and Lucy. And it just went and over and... And I'm like, can I do it? Can I try that over? I slipped. He goes, nope, sorry, you get one shot. And I came in fourth. So if I just had something normal, I would have that bronze pass, punt, and kick trophy as a hood ornament on my car right now.
Good gravy.
Another story you could only hear on this radio show. That would never have happened to anybody else. And if it did, they'd never remember it in those details.
Yeah, I remember it.
I had a couple similar
in those details
things, too, in my day.
What was it?
I was in college in Minnesota.
Brown Institute.
That's right. I went to a Minnesota Twins trial because I just, why not?
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah. And I forgot my glove.
Oh, that sounds like a dream. That sounds like, I was going to go to this tryout and I forgot my dream.
Couldn't find my glove, so I the one I usually use, so I found it. I have several gloves, so I brought one. It was a smaller glove, like an infielder's glove as opposed to outfield. And the first hit comes smacking at me really hard, and what do you know? I go to scoop and throw. It's like I'm used to my old glove.
It
snuck underneath the glove.
No.
Did not get a call back.
You sure they had your number?
911.
All right.
Alrighty then.
Dennis Peterson, the Glam Band in the house. Lisa Mullane from Channel 5 coming up soon. Back after this. My luck was a good
I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally, they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah. When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not. Put all the money in and let it roll again. When you're hot, you're hot. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Tonight, UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin, as well as dairy industry leaders, taking a closer look at what the Dairy Innovation Hub has done not only for Wisconsin dairy, but dairy beyond our borders. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. Tonight, they'll gather together with other industry leaders in Baraboo to focus in on the Dairy Innovation Hub and how it's helped Wisconsin's $52.8 billion dairy industry. One of those that will be there involved in the conversation is the Dairy Innovation Hub's faculty director, Matt Ruark.
I think we've had a lot of successes. You know, I think a lot of it is sort of building that research capacity, and every research area has sort of a different timeline before things get out and impact people in the real world. But we've had a lot of things, especially around technology, that we've invested in. That includes online trainings, apps, software programs that help, like, you know, the gamification of agriculture during training of and farm training that have been put out in the past years to have that sort of, if we want to highlight something that's had an immediate impact.
Matt Ruark, he is the faculty advisor for the Dairy Innovation Hub. Now, that Dairy Innovation Hub is funded by the state of Wisconsin at a rate of $7.8 million annually. It leverages research and development across UW-Madison, UW-Platteville, and UW-River Falls. The event is free and open to the general public tonight at the Baraboo Arts Center in Baraboo from 6 until 8 p.m. We've got registration details up at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
Wisconsin's still lagging behind Minnesota when it comes to signing up people to become rainfall reporters this year. National Weather Service encouraging you to get involved. Go to wisconsinweatherwatchers.org and find details. That's a look at food news on a Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's going to be a little breezy right away this morning, but it will be sunny and not as windy this afternoon with a high today in the mid-30s. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 26 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy. Maybe a few showers by late afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break in the Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th. It's time to Break into Spring with WISS.
National Agriculture Week is here. Let's take a moment to bring attention to and celebrate the important role agriculture plays in our daily lives and that our Wisconsin farms play in feeding communities throughout the United States. This message made possible by local American Family Insurance agent Kyle Lang, offering home, farmland, auto, and life insurance. Visit KyleLangAgency.com to request a quote. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance agent Kyle Lang.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. I'm taking a little time off, but not to worry. We've got a special Women's History Month episode for you. I talk with some of my fabulous female colleagues here at Civic Media. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
And magician Lou Laporte joins me in studio for some Houdini talk. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights.
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Members of United Auto Workers Local 291 are picketing and striking outside of Cummins in Oshkosh. Ryan Compton, president of the local chapter, says they've been working with an expired contract since January 29th, but the company can't meet until April 22nd, a date that Compton says is too far away.
You know, enough is enough. We want to get them to the table. We want to negotiate this agreement. They keep telling us they want an agreement, but they keep, you know, a couple days here this month, a couple days next month. You know, that's unacceptable to us.
Compton said in addition to the expired contract, union members wish to discuss with the company the definition of temporary workers and mandatory Saturday shifts. A spokesperson with Cummins says the company has been negotiating with the Oshkosh location in good faith and has scheduled more talks in the coming weeks. Cummins is a global company that designs and produces diesel fuel engines and generators. The Grand Chute Police Chief is stepping down. Chief Greg Peterson has been in law enforcement for 44 years now. He was appointed the Grand Chute Police Chief in 2010. Before that, he spent 30 years with the Appleton PD. The Grand Chute Police and Fire Commission expects to name a replacement by fall of this year. Chief Peterson will stay on in his role until the new chief is appointed. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin kicked off her hands-off Medicaid tour this week. Baldwin is using the tour to hear from people directly affected by potential federal budget cuts to Medicaid. During a stop, Baldwin highlighted the programs covered by Medicaid and disputed the federal government's claim that the proposed cuts to Medicaid are intended to eliminate fraud. Baldwin called that claim misinformation and said Medicaid is helping families avoid additional medical debt. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. The mayor is still on vacation or incarcerated, whatever it's going through right now. Due to his unfortunate incident during the shuffleball tournament on his cruise ship. So we'll see what happens there. Dennis Peters from the Glam Band stepping in here on a cold, icy, windy, icky first day of spring.
Mm.
32 degrees in Green Bay, Appleton 32, Oshkosh 30. Winds. Hang on. Talk amongst yourselves.
It's breezy out there this morning, that's for sure.
Winds coming from the northwest at 11 miles an hour.
Ooh, actually north-northwest at 17.
Wow!
So you're off a little bit on the miles per hour.
So yeah. 32 degrees, 17 mile an hour winds from the north.
It feels like...
And gusting.
19.
Oh,
degrees?
Yeah. I didn't even think it felt that warm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
That wind will hit you in the face this morning out there. And it is slippery. Sidewalks are slippery. Roads are slippery. Forecast is sunny and breezy with a high of 37, so that ain't bad.
By the end of the day tomorrow, they say the snow cover should be pretty much gone.
And it was 70 a week ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that crazy?
I just had the dog to the dog park yesterday, and everything was dry.
Yes, great.
I mean, I was walking around in my tennis shoes.
Yeah.
Not in my boots.
Yeah.
Here we are again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you, Wisconsin.
Wow. I mean, this is as bad as it gets for March, kind of. You know, but just being this cold, this icy, this icky, this... Because like normally, basketball season, though, you'll get a couple, you know, where it's like, oh, it is spring. You know, you go to the tournament games. I used to talk about, that was a fun part about the tournaments. Then tournaments start today, and people are going to be on the road, man. Be careful out there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
For sure.
It's getting started in Madison and the NCAAs and everything going on. So, yeah.
Make sure you allow a little extra time because it you're going to need it.
Absolutely. Still. Absolutely. You know,
Barney Miller theme.
I had to throw this out there.
Glad you did. It's the groupiest bass line, man.
Hal Linden, Barney Miller, yes. 94 today.
Really? Oh, I missed it on the thing there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This was a great show.
Oh, my God. I watch it now, and we weren't allowed to watch it when I was little. My mom, it was always Little House on the Prairie type stuff with my mom. Sure. So anything that was a little goofy, she would not let us watch. So when I got older and the reruns started coming on, man, I enjoyed that.
That was, I mean, you know, I was in college, I think, when that was up. But it's like, I didn't, okay, you know I got a pretty good memory for retaining stuff.
Yeah,
stuff like that. And I got, like, B's and C's in school, but I very seldom did homework, like, at home. Because so you'd have, like, let's say basketball practice. You come home, you know, 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
You'd eat. Got to feed the dogs. And to us feeding the dogs, okay, the dogs, you know, lived out in their pens. You're in the middle of the winter, and you got the snow, and you got to go out, and you have to get their ice can. It was an old Folgers coffee can that was just a block of ice.
Sure.
Have to take it in the house, put it in the bathtub, run it under hot water to get the block of ice out. Fill it with new stuff, go back out. You know what I mean? So that was free the dogs.
Then turns back to ice in 20 minutes again.
So that's a lot of effort. So anyway, then you're getting ready to go. And what would be on would be like Barney Miller or Mary Tyler Moore Show or Gunsmoke or Mannix or all these. You can't not watch those.
I know.
Come on. You know, and then by then it's like, you know, 10 o'clock. It's like, I got to go to bed.
Barney Miller. It was a great show.
There used to be great lineups. Remember some of those nights? You would just stay on one channel and watch all night long.
Yeah. And that show is one that the characters kind of changed over time because, you know, Fish left after a while and some of the original.
Wojciechowicz.
Yeah.
But
everyone that came in fit perfectly into that whole thing.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
We haven't even talked about MASH yet.
Oh, my gosh.
That was the best show going.
That's another show I was never allowed to watch growing up.
Really?
Well, my dad was in the Korean War, right? And I think there was a little bit of a barrier there kind of thing.
Okay.
But I didn't get to watch it till I was much older. And I didn't think I would like it. And then I became a huge fan.
You know what
fan.
I think is great? Because it's on one of the channels now. It's on Spectrum, I think, somewhere. But anyway, it's so cool when you see one that you hadn't seen before. It's like, how did I miss this one at some point?
Yep.
That was such a you talk about the ensemble of people and the way they set each up. That was one of the all-time great shows.
And those shows kind of led to the next one, led to the next one. So it's like, if you haven't seen one, you think to yourself, now how did that fit in the storyline again?
Yeah.
And then it takes you right back there, and then you figure it out. Then, this is great.
Yeah, I think that's one of the all-time great shows.
Oh, without a doubt.
But I remember my first year in college, I think it was Monday nights. It was Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, and one other one that was, like, really popular. And there was, like, a block that was just huge for their ratings.
Oh, for crying out loud. Yeah, it was Happy Days.
Laverne and Shirley.
And then, bleh.
There's one more.
Later on, Mork and Mindy was out.
That was part of it. That was another one of it. That was one of them. Yeah.
It's great to have a little Milwaukee love. You know,
I know, right?
Growing up watching the TV. And
Pat here says Soap was the best. That was one that was really risque for its day.
It sure was.
The story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. Jessica lives in a neighborhood known as Rich. Jessica likes life. The only thing about life she would change, if she could, is that she would set it all to music.
Naturally.
The Tates have more secrets than they do money.
Okay, what was the best part of that show?
I don't even know.
Oh, I can tell you.
Really?
Adrienne Barbeau.
Was she on that show?
Yeah.
No.
Sure she was.
Was she?
Yes.
Not a regular, though. Was she?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Are you thinking of Maude?
What are you talking about, Willis?
I'm thinking of Maude.
Yes, I'm thinking of Maude. You're right. Yeah. I'm thinking of Maude. Okay, you're right. I'm thinking of Maude. Okay, do you remember her, though, in one of the all-time great movies that is like a cult classic?
All of them she's in.
Okay, because it's like, Escape from New York.
Oh, for a crying out loud.
Snake Plissken.
Shh.
You can't meet the Duke. You can't meet the Duke, Snake. Nobody meets the Duke. I remember the crazies got a hold of her. Remember? Oh, I loved Escape from New York. Snake Plissken. What do you got here?
There's a text that just came in.
Somebody said, I just saw this headline. Ex-Green Bay mayor spiraling out of control on a cruise ship. After a shuffleboard incident, he was then taken into custody for stealing cruise ship linens. Who is that?
That was Chris.
Ring Chris up there. Sparky, ring Chris up. Yeah, ring him up there. Thank you very much, Sparky.
Sassy.
Yes.
But indeed. They weren't monogrammed, though.
Hey, how come you don't work on a cruise ship?
Are you kidding me?
Aren't those good gigs?
I could no.
We've had some musicians here in your music segment, the Heights Pub and Parlor music section,
sure,
that have done cruise ships.
I think
ships.
The tough thing is you only have so many songs to do, and if let's say you're a cruise of like five nights or something, you got to come up with five nights of different songs, right?
And you're totally at their mercy.
But you've done it, haven't you?
You get paid like absolute jack. I mean, absolutely, almost nothing.
Really?
From what I understand, yeah. And then you're really not enjoying yourself because you're working the whole time.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so.
Well, I mean, I hate to say it. That's like we were talking when me and Murph and Katie and that used to do those trips.
Oh, yeah.
You're working. I mean, God bless the people. They're awesome. But people would come up, hey, I don't think my air conditioning's working right. Can you do something? You know what I mean?
You're that person.
You're that person.
Yeah. I remember we'd do like brewer trips for the stations that I worked at, right? And then we'd be, oh, we're going to do a bus. Great. Todd, you're in charge, right? And then it's like, well, you got to make sure the food's there. There's no more beer or whatever, right? You go through all that. And then after the game, trying to make sure everybody gets back to the bus.
Absolutely.
And having to go actually run off the bus and go look for people.
We had a guy got arrested. We went to a Brewers Cubs game. And get off the bus, and it was through one of the bars, so it was their guy. It wasn't the radio station, but it was through the radio station, and he had leftover, some people didn't show up or whatever, so he had some leftover tickets. He was just going to sell them to people on the street. In Chicago, they have undercover people all over the place, and he got arrested from our trip. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Those are a lot of pressure. Everybody thinks, let's do a bus trip. I got to tell you, somebody's going to get drunk on the bus and they're going to start swearing and that's going to bother somebody else and yada, yada. It's not as easy as you'd think hosting a bus trip.
Oh, no.
No, Todd's a caring person and now he feels responsible for the whole group.
Nah.
That's stressful.
I do.
Man.
You do?
Yeah,
absolutely.
You absolutely do.
Well, because you'd lose your job if you lost a human being someplace down at, at that time, County Stadium.
You're not exactly signing waivers either.
Right? There was no freaking paperwork back then.
Nothing. I remember what's ever coming back. It was me and Vinny, and we had this group of guys.
Yeah, was it? No.
Just from the moment, drinking Bloody Marys at 6 in the morning before we leave. And we're on 41, coming through like Wrightstown, and they're like, Bussy, stop, you gotta stop, we gotta get more beer. And Vinny stands up like, for the love of God, we're in Wrightstown. We're 5 minutes away from stopping. Really? Come on. What's the matter with you people? It's like the bus just got quiet all of a sudden. It's like, stop for beer.
He'd be fun to have on.
Oh, he was great. We had a lot of fun with him back then.
He's doing mornings
but
down
he's doing,
in Milwaukee.
He does it right now, right?
Yep.
I think exact same time.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
Maybe one morning we could work it out.
Let's tape something after the show.
Okay.
Record something. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Tell us Mino stories.
Oh, we got stories.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. No, that'd be a lot of fun. But those cruises, have you ever been on a cruise?
I have not been on a cruise.
I've seen
Tom Cruise movies, though.
Yeah.
But not the same thing.
I've always wanted to. Boy, that was another one, though. Love Boat on Saturday nights. Everybody watched the Love Boat.
And Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Island back to back.
Absolutely. There's another show, again, I can't think of it either. There was another show with those two. That was there forever, too.
I agree. But you know what's funny?
It wasn't Quincy. Was it Quincy?
Might be. But in those days...
No, that was on NBC.
It's amazing in those days how they would use a show to pop up other shows. Because like for Fantasy Island, half the people there were people that had other shows on like ABC.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? So they would use those for the different things.
Those cameo appearances and whatnot.
Yeah, you'll never see stuff like that anymore.
No.
That'll never happen ever again. But though those were great shows. I mean, that was regular TV... You know, my kids used to laugh when it's like, you only had three channels? It's like, well, actually, we only had one channel growing up. But it was one of those things with some of those nights. Man, that was, I would match that up against anything on TV these days.
Oh, without a doubt. You had the best writers. I mean, you know, they weren't, and there's so few of them.
Absolutely.
The best ones got those shows.
Yep.
And so you got good content.
Do you get into like the American Idols of the world shows?
I do not.
No, okay.
I do not.
I thought maybe you'd be in music, you would.
I'm a little biased.
Because you'd be a great judge. Don't you think?
Guilty. Oh, we're talking about something else.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I could have a little bit of insight, but I don't know. I'm a little biased and a little torqued off about like the Idol, for example, because you could only be 27 max.
Okay.
Of age, 27 years of age.
All right. I didn't
know
that.
You know, the voice and other things, it's different.
Okay.
But it's like, that torqued me right off.
Really?
Yeah, because it's a young person's business,
right?
And it for a lot of reasons.
Okay.
For manipulation purposes, you know, contract reasons, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the ugly side of music and whatnot. But
there is, huh?
Yep. They want you young so they can manipulate you.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Some of those people sketchy?
All of them.
Real? I mean, that's tough business, isn't it?
It's dog eat dog.
Wow.
Completely dog eat dog.
Wow.
We should have some people in here to talk about it on a higher level.
I would
level
love
than me,
to.
But yeah.
I would love to. All right. We got to start a quick break. Dennis Peters from the Glam Band filling in. Lisa and Malene, Local 5 Live.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
This National Ag Week, we salute the men and women of agriculture. Quality Roasting would like to thank everyone involved in farming for their hard work and dedication helping to feed America. With flexible feeding options, Quality Roasting is here to help you explore how high oleic soybeans can fit into your farm strategy and make an impact. Quality Roasting, a local soybean processor since 1991. Call today, 920-775-9279 to sell your soybeans.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And the second annual Brews and Baskets is coming back on Saturday, March 29th from 1 till 4 p.m. at the Appleton Beer Factory. You can join the community at this fundraising event that's benefiting the animals of the Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary and the Poffy Shop Cat Cafe. Kitten season is just around the corner, and they need your help now more than ever. It's family friendly, and it's free to attend. Head to WISS.FM and click events to learn more.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Fifth Ward Brewing Company in Oshkosh, New Denmark Brewing, Duck Creek Distillery and Winery in Denmark, and Captain's Walk Winery in Green Bay. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Look at this guy rocking here. Dennis Peters in the studio, rocking it out.
I love Jerry Reed.
Again, I'm a little ticked off. I overrated Todd. I overrated him.
What?
I overrated you on your care and concern for our needy and yada, yada, yada with your head shaving and everything like that.
All right.
If I had known it was going to come back in 48 hours, I would have done it.
I actually was looking in the mirror this morning. I'm going to have to start trimming the beard.
I know. I've never seen somebody grow a hair and a beard so fast in my life.
I can, when I run my hand over my head.
Yeah.
It's like a Brillo pad hair, now.
No, the hairs actually move. They're so long they actually bend now.
Gee whiz.
I know.
Must be nice.
This is unbelievable. In a week, he will have a beard and hair, regular hair.
What's in your cup?
I've never seen anything like that.
A miracle girl in there?
Imagine what the rest of my body looks like.
Oh, my God. Just saying. I mean, what is it? Do you take like testosterone supplements or anything?
No.
Come on. Do you?
No.
All right. I heard
you very a very hairy family. That's all.
All right, let's go with that then. But anyway, congratulations once again on doing that. Todd did the St. Baldrick's for childhood cancer, which, like I've said before, I don't think there is a better cause in the world than
that's
that.
Awesome.
So congratulations on that, Todd. And once again, your goal was to raise $500, and you raised?
Almost $1,400.
It's amazing.
Nice. Way to go.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Thanks for all the Cowboy Dave stopped down yesterday or the day before.
Everybody is something in the workplace making fun of me.
Yes. You know?
Oh, yeah. God. Totally.
But again, in 2 days, it's...
Well, and somebody said, and maybe this is true, I could pull off both looks if I really needed to. Like, somebody said to me yesterday, if you did something really nasty...
Yeah.
You could shave your head and your beard.
Nobody would know
what's you. And nobody would know what's you.
You're 100% correct.
He blended like a good weave.
Now I've got I got a little plan.
I don't blame you. You know, somebody told me I could never do that because of my voice. If I try to...
You're right.
Give me everything I see the cash register. Mino? No, it's not me. That actually happened one time.
No, it's not me.
Reggie Harding, you can look this up. He's a basketball player for the Detroit Pistons. Reggie Harding was his name.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
7 foot center.
Yeah.
And he goes, he got into the drugs and the whole thing, and he goes to rob a place. And he had a big man. He's 7 foot tall,
mm-hmm.
and he's got a mask on. And he says, you know, give me your money. And they go, Reggie, what are you doing? He goes, no, it ain't me.
From his own neighborhood, too.
His own neighborhood.
Yeah.
Reggie
yeah.
Harding.
Yes. That guy could have been something.
Oh, my God. He was one of the first 7-footers ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they thought he could be the next, almost like, not Chamberlain, but I mean, he was so big and strong, almost like a Chamberlain.
A Chamberlain, kind of guy. Type.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, athletic.
Well, I got to tell you, so we were talking about the herd, Wisconsin herd in Oshkosh. You got to, if people have young kids who want to go to a basketball game and just see a talent level up close and personal. I mean, you could sit from me to you, me and you to Todd away from these guys, and you want to talk about some physical, impressive human beings. And these guys are just fighting to be that last guy on the roster. So whenever right. somebody says, you know, somebody's in the NBA, ah, he was kind of a scrub, blah, blah, blah. You have zero idea how phenomenal you have to be the last guy on the bench in the NBA.
And that mindset of those guys, too, they're scrapping.
Oh, totally scrapping.
I remember going back to Oshkosh when the Flyers were in town.
Yes.
The CBA days.
Do you know who one of the coaches was? Not for the Flyers, but in the league. Phil Jackson and George Karl.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So I remember going back to some Oshkosh or Wisconsin Flyers.
Wisconsin Flyers.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's how far back I go,
that's
too,
a good throwback. So. That was always fun, too, because there would always be some big name on one of the teams coming in to town.
I got a question, if anybody knows. When the NBA was just first getting started as the NBL, and Sheboygan was a franchise.
Yeah,
in the
Red
league.
Wings, I think.
Sheboygan, well, Red something.
Something, yeah.
Is Red
Skin. Oh, is that what they were?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, but they were, I think they were like a, they were really good, and the Oshkosh team was like a three-time champ
yeah.
back then. I'm wondering if anybody has some paraphernalia
yeah,
or anything
Todd.
From back in the day.
Todd.
That'd be kind of cool.
We got to check on that.
I'm looking some of that up right now.
Okay. Yeah. What? No, I think they were the Flyers.
They played at the
it was
Armory.
The I think it might have been the Sheboygan.
It was Redskins.
Okay.
Yeah, and, yeah. And
who's Oshkosh?
Oshkosh All-Stars.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
All-Stars is right. Yeah.
They had the best center in the league. It was, I forget, is it Walter Egan or something? No, I think it was the singer. Magnum and Steel. But, yeah. But,
oh, you got a good recall on your sports there, buddy.
But I'll tell you, that was the, Wisconsin basketball in the 40s after World War II
was, this
was
one of the
else.
Hubs.
It was. They played in the armories, you know, the National Guard or Army, you know, armories, and that's where they played their ball games and whatnot. Can you imagine what a difference that is from today back to then?
I'm just really impressed with how well you know
yeah,
your NBA
too.
History.
Holy crap!
Yeah,
I'm a geek.
No, that's
I'm
good
a,
stuff.
I grew up a sports geek.
I'm trying to think of that guy's name. I want to say it was Klug. Something he played at Wisconsin, I'm pretty sure. I know who you mean. He was like the yeah. super one of the superstars in the NBA.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't think of his name, but yeah. All right. Todd
they were loaded.
Can you imagine finding one of their old uniforms someplace or some old memorabilia like that?
I would love to see that. I wonder if the museum in Oshkosh has something like that.
Yeah, we gotta find out. Well, you know who'll know? Pat Tracy.
Exactly.
Let's put Pat Tracy on. He'll be on tomorrow.
Oh, great.
He is the spokesperson.
No, not tomorrow. He's on next Thursday.
Just, I was thinking it was on Fridays.
No, nope,
it's just going to feel like tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
That's how fast time flies these
days. All right,
days.
Fine. Okay, Todd, you don't have to snap. Got another text here. How about Emergency and Adam 12 crossovers?
Oh, I like that. That was fun.
That was, you bet.
Rampart.
I still can't believe when Dick York got whatever, that Dick Sargent took over from him, Bewitched, and they looked exactly alike.
Scandalous.
It was unbelievable.
Not quite.
Oh, it was pretty close.
Pretty close.
Pretty close. Quick break. Back after this. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bock.
Coming up on the show, can the Trump administration impeach judges who don't do what they want? Jim Santel will answer those questions and more, plus sports and weather. Do not miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A crazy night and day of weather across much of the country. ABC meteorologist Greg Dutra outlined some of it.
In Nebraska, blizzard conditions leaving roads covered in slick black ice. Cars and tractor trailers spinning out, ending up on the side of the road. Dry and windy conditions leading to wildfires. 38 fires broke out in Arkansas. In Texas, a wildfire burning through Sam Houston National Forest, prompting evacuations.
Hundreds of thousands of people are without power this morning. It'll take an act of Congress for it to actually happen, but President Trump is planning to sign an executive order today, shutting down the U.S. Department of Education. In Colorado, teachers are off the job today, protesting cuts and state support there. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says Israeli airstrikes overnight have killed at least 85 people. The renewed fighting sparked this week. Israel says it's the fault of Hamas for not going along with their plans to extend phase one of the ceasefire. This is ABC News. To great fanfare.